Hey everyone, welcome back to the AI Hardware Show. I'm your host, Skylar Monroe. For those just joining us, I'm a computer engineer who spends way too much time thinking about silicon and semiconductors, and I'm here to break down the latest in AI hardware. Before we dive in, quick thanks to our sponsors, Limitless AI, helping clients integrate AI into their workflows, and Ago Consulting, that's Ago Consulting, providing silicon development consulting. Today, we've got some massive moves from NVIDIA, including their push into consumer AI chips, a huge Meta deal, and some fascinating insights from Computex. Let's kick things off with what might be NVIDIA's biggest strategic shift in years. They're taking direct aim at Intel and AMD with AI chips designed specifically for consumer computers. Now, when I first saw this headline, my immediate thought was finally. We've been watching NVIDIA dominate the data center AI space with their H100s and now B200s, but consumer AI has been this weird Wild West where everyone's trying to figure out what works. Think of it like this. NVIDIA has been building Formula One race cars for the data center track, and now they're saying, let's build a sports car for everyday drivers. The key difference here is power consumption and integration. Data center chips can guzzle 700 watts because they've got industrial cooling systems. Your laptop? Not so much. So NVIDIA is essentially taking their massive parallel processing expertise and shrinking it down for devices that need to run on battery power. What's really smart about this move is timing. We're seeing Apple with their Neural Engine, Qualcomm pushing Snapdragon X Elite with dedicated AI processing units, and AMD scrambling to catch up. NVIDIA sees that window closing fast. The consumer AI market is projected to be enormous. Think every laptop, every desktop, every tablet doing local AI processing for privacy, speed, and offline capability. If NVIDIA can capture even a fraction of that market, we're talking about revenue streams that could rival their data center dominance. The technical challenge is fascinating too. They need to maintain their CUDA ecosystem advantage while optimizing for entirely different constraints. It's like being an expert at building skyscrapers and then pivoting to designing efficient tiny homes. Speaking of market dynamics, let's talk about the investment angle. NVIDIA versus AMD as AI chip investments. This is where things get really interesting from a portfolio perspective. NVIDIA is obviously the 800-pound gorilla right now, with market cap that's honestly mind-boggling, but AMD is positioning itself as the scrappy underdog with some serious potential upside. Here's the thing about chip cycles. They're incredibly boom and bust, but right now we're in this unprecedented sustained boom because AI demand just keeps growing. NVIDIA's advantage is pretty clear. They've got CUDA, which is like having the dominant programming language for AI development. When every AI researcher learns CUDA first, switching to AMD means relearning everything. It's like if everyone learned to drive on Toyota cars and then you ask them to switch to a completely different control system. But here's where AMD gets interesting. They're not trying to beat NVIDIA at their own game exactly. Their Instinct MI300 series is designed to be more cost-effective for certain workloads, and in a market where everyone's trying to manage AI infrastructure costs, that matters. Plus, AMD's got this interesting CPU plus GPU integration story that could be really compelling for edge computing. From an investment standpoint, NVIDIA is probably safer short-term because of their ecosystem lock-in, but AMD might have more upside if they can crack even 15 to 20% market share. The wild card is that this market is so big that there's probably room for multiple winners. We're not just talking about training large language models anymore. We're talking about inference everywhere. Edge computing, robotics, autonomous vehicles. That's a massive total addressable market. Now here's where things get absolutely massive. Meta just expanded their NVIDIA partnership to include millions of AI chips. And this isn't just GPUs we're talking about. They're also buying NVIDIA's standalone CPUs, which tells us something really important about where data center architecture is heading. Let me break down why this is such a big deal. Traditionally, you'd have Intel or AMD CPUs handling the general computing tasks, and then you'd add NVIDIA GPUs for the heavy AI workloads. But Meta is essentially saying, we want NVIDIA to handle everything. That's a huge vote of confidence in NVIDIA's Grace CPU architecture. Think of it like this. Instead of having a kitchen with different appliances from different brands, Meta is saying, we want the entire kitchen from one manufacturer because everything works together better. The scale here is staggering. When Meta talks about millions of chips, they're not exaggerating. Their AI infrastructure needs are insane. They're running recommendation algorithms for billions of users, computer vision for content moderation, and now they're heavily investing in AI assistants and VR/AR experiences. Each of these workloads has different computational requirements, but they all benefit from tight integration between CPUs and GPUs. What's really smart about this approach is memory bandwidth and latency. When your CPU and GPU are designed to work together from the ground up, you can optimize data movement in ways that just aren't possible with mixed architectures. It's like having a conversation where everyone speaks the same language versus needing a translator for every sentence. For NVIDIA, this is validation that their full-stack approach is working. For the industry, it signals that we might be moving toward more integrated, purpose-built data center solutions rather than the traditional mix-and-match approach. Let's zoom out and look at the broader chip industry with some fascinating highlights from this week's roundup. First off, Computex just wrapped up and the AI ecosystem on display was absolutely mind-blowing. We're seeing everything from inference accelerators to completely autonomous chip design tools. But here's what really caught my attention. Intel is targeting AI server racks that can pack 500 chips per rack. Let that sink in for a second. We're talking about computational density that would have been science fiction just 5 years ago. The cooling requirements alone must be incredible. You're basically building a controlled explosion of silicon that needs to stay at reasonable temperatures. Another fascinating development is this push toward fully autonomous chip design. Imagine AI systems designing the next generation of AI chips. It's like having robots build better robots, which sounds either amazing or terrifying depending on your perspective. The technical challenge here is enormous because chip design has so many variables: performance, power consumption, manufacturing constraints, cost targets. But if AI can navigate that complexity better than human designers, we could see exponential improvements in chip capabilities. We're also seeing HBM memory prices going up, which makes sense given the insane demand from AI training. High bandwidth memory is like the premium fuel for these AI engines. You need it for performance, but it's expensive and in short supply. The quantum computing space is heating up too, with new IPOs and roadmap announcements. While quantum is still early stage for most applications, the fact that we're seeing serious investment dollars flow in tells us that the smart money thinks quantum will eventually complement classical AI chips for specific problem types. Finally, let's talk about something that's flying under the radar but could be huge, the NVIDIA Grok 3 LPX Inference Accelerator for agentic AI. Now, inference acceleration might sound boring compared to training these massive models, but hear me out, this is where the real money gets made long-term. Training a large language model is like building a factory. You do it once, it's expensive, but then you use that factory to make products for years. Inference is running that factory 24/7 to serve billions of users. The Grok 3 LPX is specifically designed for agentic AI, which is AI systems that can take actions autonomously rather than just answering questions. Think AI that can book your travel, manage your calendar, or control smart home systems. The computational requirements for agentic AI are different from chatbots because you need low latency for real-time decision-making and high throughput for handling multiple concurrent actions. It's like the difference between a customer service representative who just answers questions versus a personal assistant who actually gets stuff done. What's interesting about NVIDIA's approach here is that they're building specialized silicon for this use case rather than just using general-purpose GPUs. This suggests they see agentic AI as a massive market opportunity that deserves its own optimized hardware. The implications are pretty wild. If AI agents become as common as smartphones, we're going to need enormous amounts of inference compute distributed everywhere from cloud data centers to edge devices. Companies that nail inference efficiency are going to have a huge advantage in the cost structure of running AI services. That's a wrap on today's episode of the AI Hardware Show, brought to you by Limitless AI and Ago Consulting. We covered NVIDIA's aggressive expansion into consumer chips, massive data center deals with Meta, and some fascinating glimpses into the future of AI inference hardware. If you enjoyed this breakdown, make sure to subscribe and share the show with anyone who's curious about the silicon powering our AI future. All the links and detailed show notes are available if you want to dive deeper into any of these stories.